Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind advisory begins at 2 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 66. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas lawmakers cut list of bills before the session continues. More than 50 bills are still on the table for Kansas lawmakers. Republican leaders gave them their blessing after last week's turnaround deadline. In total, there are 52 bills in the Kansas House and Senate that are getting the green light. KSNT 27 spoke with political analyst Bob Beattie, and he said some of the remaining bills could stir controversy. A majority of the bills center around health care, education, and crime. The demand for healthcare jobs is increasing in Kansas. The aging U.S. population is rapidly increasing the demand for many jobs in the healthcare sector, which has become the fastest growing part of the national economy. Jobs seeking the most growth include home health and personal care aides, nurse practitioner, and massage therapists. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
One person has been arrested in connection to a series of vehicle thefts over the weekend in and near Independence. The first incident occurred on Friday when deputies were alerted to the theft of a black Hyundai Elantra from rural Independence. The next day, a silver Chrysler 300 was reported stolen from the town of Independence. Deputies located the Chrysler 300, and after a brief chase, the vehicle was stopped. Deputies were able to apprehend Andy Ochoa. Ochoa was in possession of stolen property, including a handgun, methamphetamine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and suspected fentanyl. Authorities say a teen fleeing from police in southwest Kansas caused a crash involving six vehicles yesterday. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a Ford Mustang was heading east at a high rate of speed and caused a collision with five other vehicles. Six people were taken to the hospital. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe storm spotter trainings are underway. A meeting is planned Wednesday, February 28th for Pawnee and Johnson counties in Nebraska. That in Tecumseh, the community building. Gage, Jefferson, and Saline County meeting this Thursday evening in Beatrice at the Homestead National Monument. The meeting's open to the public, running 7 till 8 p.m. Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Kansas will be next week, March 4th through the 8th. Topeka National Weather Service will provide in-person and two virtual severe weather spotter programs through early April. The schedule can be found at weather.gov/TOP. Nema Hall County is planned this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Marshall County stop will be March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. And Washington County, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Fire Station in Washington. The virtual sessions will be March 19th and April 1st, running 7 till 8:30 p.m. Again, details at weather.gov/TOP. Marshall County Farm Service Agency County Committee election results were announced. Eric Stichternon of Marysville will represent Walnut, Elm Creek, Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids City, Wells, Cottage Hill, Blue Rapids, and Bigelow Townships in the position formerly held by Todd Parker of Waterville. An injury accident was reported in Gage County February 19th. A three-wheeler driven by 18-year-old Justin Eppens of Beatrice collided with a commercial truck driven by a Lincoln man, Stephen Callahan, in Beatrice at 6th and Green Streets. Eppens was transported to a Lincoln hospital, the truck driver not injured. A meet and greet for Marysville City Administrator candidates is open to the public Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Interviews are scheduled Thursday. Dr. Vincent Maui will assume the role as president of Highland Community College, approved by a unanimous vote of the Highland Board of Trustees following a national search garnering over 50 applicants. He'll take the role of president July 1st. Highland Community College also serves Western Center at Baileyville. Vincent Bowie is currently president of Independence Community College, serving since 2021. Red flag warning has been issued for the remainder of the day Tuesday into Wednesday for northeast Kansas and portions of southeast Nebraska. Rangeland Fire Danger Index will reach the very high category, with gusty north-northwest winds persisting into the late night hours. There is a chance for light snow early evening. Any accumulation should be light, but with falling snow combined with strong winds, low visibilities may be expected. Elevated fire danger conditions may return Thursday and Sunday this week. Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86 of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life services planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. Patricia E. Dworlcotty, age 96 of Concordia, passed away Saturday. Service to be held Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Dworlcotty. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Mass of Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with a Hanover mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Wednesday morning. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 70s throughout the region. Westerly winds between 5 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers early tonight, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. North winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Cooler into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-40s and clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming back up Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid-60s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February, 50, record high on this date, 80. The average low, 26, and the record low, 16, below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
There is a great divide between our northern and southern states, at least when it comes to onions. We have the long and short of it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 27th, the 58th day of the year. Singer Josh Groban has a birthday, and New Orleans' first Mardi Gras celebration took place on this day in 1827. It's not uncommon to transplant onion sets several weeks before the last expected frost, shortly after the ground is workable for many gardeners. But before you choose your onions, be sure you know the difference between short and long day varieties. Onions are triggered to bulb up based on the length of daylight. In northern states, that can mean upwards of 16 hours in the summer, but closer to 12 in the deep south. Nurseries will stock the kind most suited to your region. If you're somewhere in the middle, you might want to opt for a day-neutral variety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. For more great gardening tips, go to almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight as the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks stay at home as they take on BYU with a tip-off tonight at 7 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their big win over the Texas Longhorns on Saturday with an 86-67 victory. That's keeping them at the 3 position in the Big 12 Conference with a 9-5 record in conference play. They are sitting 21-6 overall, tied with Iowa State, who's at number 2 in the conference. There are 4 games left in the regular season before the playoffs begin across different conferences, with the AP poll showing that many teams are trying to scramble before the end of the season. Houston, who's also in the Big 12 Conference, is sitting number 1 in the AP rankings and sitting number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 24-3 overall for the season, followed by Purdue, UConn, Tennessee, Marquette, Arizona. Kansas moving up 2 points to that 7th slot. Kansas State back in action on Saturday against Cincinnati after their game last night against West Virginia.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday morning, a full day of college hoops tips off at 11 with Villanova and Providence, followed by Marquette and Creighton at 2. Then it's primetime hoops at 7 as Michigan takes on Purdue. On Sunday, NASCAR heads to Las Vegas for 400 miles of racing adrenaline. Coverage begins at 2 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. State wrestling tournaments in the state of Kansas wrapped up over the weekend with some records being broken across the state as a handful of girl wrestlers made history, including Dodge City's Ashley Alonzo and Cape and Mount Carmel's Jayla Johnson, becoming the first girl state champions in school history for their schools. At the same time, for their 3rd straight finals, the Mays South's Maya Howell became the first girls state champion in Mays' Unified School District 266. In the guys' wrestling categories, Mays senior Aiden Flores went back-to-back to finish out their high school senior career, winning the 6A 190-pound title to finish out a perfect 47-0 season. In the 5As, the championship goes to Goddard's Jacob Goodwin, claiming his 2nd straight 5A championship award. Looking at the 138-pound weight class in a 5-1 decision for the 5A conference, Mays South freshman Joshua Kerr and Andover's Adam Mackey ended their careers as 2-time state champions. In the 4A division, Rose Hill walked away with the victory, with their team winning the state title with 157.5 points. At American Network Sports.
Marysville boys basketball season came to a close Monday in a 3rd loss at Nemo Hall Central, 37-31. The Bulldogs campaign ends at 10-11. Central advances to the 3A semifinals at 15-6. Central went to the line 29 times, hit 18 of those versus 4-4 for Marysville at the stripe. That was your ball game. Willow Tott, Brian Siemens, foul out late for Marysville. Willow Tott led Bulldogs scoring with 21 of their 31 points. Abe Hilbert for Nemahal Central also at 21. As Nemahal Central advances 37-31 to the semifinals at Riley County Thursday.
Substate basketball finals Monday in boys play. Nemahal Central took Marysville 37-31. Valley Heights girls advance over Republic County 60-26. Valley Heights meets number 4 seed Bennington Thursday evening at 6 at Waubonsie. 3A girls tip off Marysville at Silver Lake Tuesday evening, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Second seed Nemahal Central hosting St. Mary's. Third seed Rossville home to Riley County. Fourth seed Minneapolis entertains Beloit. It's 2A boys tipping off as the Valley Heights Mustangs are the number 6 seed at third seed Lincoln Tuesday evening at 7. Top seed Sacred Heart hosting Republic County. Second seed Bennington home to Waubonsie and fourth seed Jackson Heights entertains Mission Valley.
If you come to watch this rodeo, you'll most likely be sitting in seats that were first used in 1913. That's actually pretty modern, considering they've been hosting a rodeo here for 25 years before that. The story of a historic rodeo is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Prescott, Arizona proclaims itself as the world's oldest rodeo. There are several pieces of this rodeo that are tied to the long history of the event, including the date it is held.
Normally, we're the 28th through the 4th. We try to end on the 4th. We have 8 performances and held within those 7 days.
Jim Dewey Brown manages Prescott Frontier Days. They can seat about 4,000 people for each performance. Some of the way the events are held even harkens to the roots of the rodeo here.
That's kind of tough because the real things that we don't want to touch is the experience. We start out with the wild horse race. We have our team rope and the team ropers come out of the same box, which is not seen anywhere else. There's a lot of things that we do during the regular production that we don't touch.
And perhaps that's what makes this historic rodeo still such a draw, because it is a bit unlike what you'd see somewhere else.
We're not really your typical 2-hour bam, 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 start with the bareback riding, end with the bull riding. We do a traditional grand entry, then we go into the wild horse race, and then we go into the standard PRCA events, but then we pepper in specialty acts.
The historic arena here holds much more than the century-plus-old rodeo.
We host Arizona High School Finals. We host some other junior rodeo events and finals, lots of team ropings and barrel races, jackpots. Of course, in the fall, Yavapai County Fair and an event we call Equifest. And the Legacy Horse Sale.
It's quite a series of events held in this town each year, a place that bears the title of the world's oldest rodeo. Traveling the countryside in Prescott, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay away from them and keep your feet together as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
On the farm aren't something most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. Once you're away from the vehicle or equipment, never attempt to get back on or touch it. Find more safety tips around power lines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a public auction of shop tools with a utility trailer plus beer signs and collectibles for the Todd Landall Estate. Saturday, March 2nd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th Street in Marysville. They'll be selling a 5x8-foot tilt bed, ATV and mower trailer, tools and miscellaneous, jacks, jack stands, a double-door cooler, 6-foot fold-up picnic tables, oversized shop fan, extension cords, ladders. Collectibles include a Red Wing 5-gallon water cooler, Coca-Cola Heist cooler on a stand, over 40 metal advertising signs, and lighted beer signs. This estate auction for Todd Landall, Saturday, March 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
KNDY.
Farming is risky. Today, the start of a 3-part series on risk management on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Ag economists at Purdue University talk to a lot of farmers about their impressions of risk. They survey folks monthly for their Ag Barometer feature, and poll others from time to time to gauge how they operate their farms. Purdue's Michael Langemeyer says it helps form the basis for teaching farmers about creating a risk strategy.
What we're trying to do with this strategic risk education is to try to get more people to be proactive and really think about their strategy and think about how their strategy might change as we get these big shocks.
Langemeyer says developing a risk strategy involves assessing influences both within your operation and from outside.
Government policy changes could be a strategic risk. Changes in consumer preferences. For example, as consumers pay more for attributes or more willing to pay for attributes of vegetables, for example, that might change your strategy. Maybe you try to have a more value-added strategy to try to capture the fact that consumer preferences are changing. Obviously, weather patterns would also be a strategic risk.
And says Langemeyer, don't forget technology. How you implement technology or not, and what you invest in it, could have a huge impact on the viability of your farm. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Rooted in heritage and history, future farmers of America prepare the next generation of leaders. A salute during FFA Month from FNB Washington, Franklin Oil, the Animal Health Center, Dr. Phil Bentz, Canequip, and Owens Original.
My name is Anthony Mayer. I am a senior at Washington County High School. My personal favorite activity is the fruit, meat, and cheese sales that we do here. I like when we're able to sell and see what everybody wants during the whole season of selling. I would say the biggest benefit in FFA is that you get to learn about everything about agriculture and what all that entails. And I would say if you're going to join FFA, do your best to try every activity at least once.
I am Joe Kern. I am a senior in the Washington County FFA chapter president. I've been involved in FFA for 5 years, and my favorite activity in the FFA is the kickoff party. One benefit FFA has given me is meeting new people.
Rooted in heritage and history, future farmers of America prepare the next generation of leaders. A salute during FFA Month from FNB Washington, Franklin Oil, the Animal Health Center, Dr. Phil Bentz, Canequip, and Owens Original.
Good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.8 million head on February 1st of 2024. Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel believes the February USDA cattle on feed report is an indicator of smaller feedlot inventories ahead for the foreseeable future.
So this February cattle on feed report had placements in January down about 7% from a year ago. Marketings in January were just even with a year ago, and that leaves us with an on-feed total for February 1 that's just a smidge higher than a year ago, so call it even 100% of 1 year ago.
Dr. Peel says the report did come in as the trade expected, although the placement numbers were higher than the higher trade guess of 12% fewer placements than a year ago. The actual drop was 7%, he says.
Starting last fall, we had 3 or 4 months of big placements, pulled the numbers back above year-ago levels, but that was a short-term thing. I think that was a function of drought conditions and high market prices that encourage people to sell. But the fact of the matter is the tighter numbers and the overall inventory situation says that these feedlot inventories are going to come down, and we're starting to see that now.
Peel adds that we've arrived at a point where the feedlot numbers will tighten up.
From my perspective, it's been several months longer to get here than I thought, but I do think we are here now where we will continue to see these numbers tighten up appreciably. And I really expect to see these feedlot inventories operate below year earlier levels now for the foreseeable future going forward. We're liable to pull these total feedlot inventories down, at least on an average basis, probably another, you know, million plus head in the next few months.
Tight feedlot supplies ahead suggests that there will be incentives in the markets for the rebuilding of the United States beef cow herd. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-20.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Calves that are slow to stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Focus on proper maternal health before calves are born. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion of this day of trade, still lower in the livestock today and mixed to slightly higher in the grains across the board. March corn kind of mellowing out, but still up 0.75 cents at 407 3/4. May's up 1 3/4 to 423 1/4 cents. Still higher in the wheat market. Spring and Chicago wheat all higher, as well as Kansas City wheat. The March contract up 10.5 to 594 1/4. May KC wheat up 9.5 to 586. Mostly higher in the oats as well. The March is unchanged at 375. May jumps 2 cents to 365. Mixed in the oilseeds today as we see March soybeans down 5 1/4 to 1130 3/4 cents. May's down 4 1/4 to 1141. Now there is two-sided trade in the later futures months. March soy meal down 670 at 327.70, and soy oil is up 67 points at 45.07. Cotton still having a big day as well. March up 242 at 99 even. May's up 4 at 98.80. Into the livestock today, slight losses, but red pretty much all across the board. February live cattle down a dime at 185.62. April live down 50 cents at 187.60. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 55 at 252.50. April trading at 258.57. That's a loss of 32 on the day. Mixed in the hogs, however, the immediate months are lower. April is down 12 at 86.15, with May trading at $90.35 per hundredweight. That's a loss of 40 cents on the day. A look through the energy market sees a lot of green. Crude oil up 114 at 78.72 a barrel. March unleaded gas is up 2 cents a gallon, trading at 232. Heating oil slightly higher to 276. Now, March natural gas is down 2 at 163, but green beyond that. A look down Wall Street here as we get close to the close. The Dow Jones currently down 157 at 38,911, sliding just a little bit more as the rally to record high cools. The S&P currently down 6 at 5,063. The NASDAQ is down 5 at 15,971. And lastly, still a weaker dollar today. The March dollar currently down 10 at 103.64. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kaufman Seed.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Prescribed fire is beneficial for producers managing their pasture and for wildlife habitats. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why people should be thinking about burning now and how it can help wildlife. He says why this management technique could be implemented sooner rather than later.
Well, I know it's pretty early for a lot of folks to be thinking about prescribed fire, but really the earlier we can start thinking about it to get ready, the more good burn days we're going to have to be able to take advantage of. And I think one of the things that sometimes gets lost is the fact that most of our modern research indicates that you can burn really any day of the year and still get the benefits to livestock production that we see if we burn, you know, during short windows during April and those sorts of things.
Ricketts explains how wildlife benefits from fire.
Prescribed fire is an incredibly valuable management tool for most of our wildlife species, and it's also the cheapest habitat management practice that we can do for most wildlife species. So fire is good for critters. Sometimes when we burn late in the spring or start to burn early in the summer, we do see some direct mortality of things like turkey nests, quail nests, or ground nesting birds can be affected. We can also sometimes see some direct mortality of reptiles. So somebody might see a dead box turtle or a dead snake and those sorts of things. And while that's not our favorite thing to see, I think it's also important to recognize that most of those species don't exist if we don't have prairie. And so the longer-term benefits of a prescribed fire far outweigh any losses to direct mortality that we would typically see.
There are many good long-term impacts of prescribed fire, and he describes a few.
One of them is just keeping prairie prairie. When we use prescribed fire as a management tool in prairie, it sets back woody vegetation. It removes some litter, which provides habitat for different critters. So we have some species that want to be out in prairie that's got a really deep litter layer, meaning last year's growth or 2 or 3 years worth of growth. And then we've got other species that like to be in patches of prairie that have been burned off this year and have been grazed really close to the ground. And then we've got some critters that want to be in sort of an in-between space. And having all those different types of time since fire and grazing on the landscape is really important for many wildlife species.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with why prescribed fire is important for maintaining prairie, but also being supportive of wildlife habitats. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Spend a little, save a lot. After Hours Feed Supplies, closing out 200-pound 2810 protein tubs, just $120 while supplies last. That's right, 2810 protein tubs, $120. Call or stop by After Hours Feed Supply, West Edge of Blue Rapids.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock indexes backed away from their record highs Monday, the Dow slipping 62 points to close above 39,000. The S&P finished 0.4% lower. The NASDAQ was off 0.1. Bitcoin is flying high, breaking $57,000 for the first time in 2 years. Digital currency rival Ether topped $3,200 for the first time Monday. Crypto prices have been on a run since American regulators approved exchange-traded funds owning Bitcoin. A cyber attack affecting the nation's largest insurer is disrupting prescription orders at thousands of pharmacies. The Wall Street Journal quotes federal investigators as saying the hack on a unit of UnitedHealthcare came from a foreign country. NVIDIA may be the darling of the artificial intelligence industry, but don't count out Samsung Electronics. The South Korean tech giant says it's developed a high-bandwidth memory chip that has what it calls the highest capacity to date in the AI industry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.